Blog Talk Radio.
The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world. The Ring of Stone Network will change the world.
Yeah, peace, family. My name is Gasumel, and tonight we have a show. This is not my regular night to do a show. Usually on every other Thursday night, but, Brother Siegel decided to let me do this on a Friday night. We have a show tonight dealing with a situation within the black community that is somewhat alarming, and it's something that we should definitely look at, you know, under a microscope. Gender bending, you know, choice born or by design, the effemination of the black male, and also we're going to touch on the masculinization of the females, you know, as well. We're going to, tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to do a presentation that Dr. Wesley Muhammad did, okay, did it a couple months back, I think it was, and it was very powerful and very profound because in there, what Dr. Wesley Muhammad did is he went into why a lot of young black males are being effeminized, what the agenda is, you know, and how we overall being affected by it, okay? And this is something that needs to be addressed, you know, now without question. I'm not necessarily a fan of the Nation of Islam in that kind of way. I just want to make a quick disclaimer in reference to them, any bashing dealing with white people or the government and stuff like that. That is something that that's a Nation of Islam way that he puts it in reference to. I don't broad stroke a whole group of people or the whole government or all white people or all gays are bad and stuff like that. I don't do that. So if you hear any of that from Wesley Muhammad, that's not the views of that work and that's not the views of me. But overall, you know, it's a thing where right now his scholarship, okay, indeed, okay, I got a lot of respect for because he definitely uncovered, you know, a lot of facts, okay, dealing with this agenda.
In 2012, Gallup conducted the largest study of American lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender population and concluded that while historically gay was perceived as and actually was an affluent or rich white person phenomenon, today blacks are more likely to be gay than whites. Today in America, black people are more likely to self-identify as gay than whites. According to this Gallup poll, blacks are the highest single percentage of self-identified gays, higher than whites, higher than Asians, and higher than Hispanics. What's behind this remarkable demographic shift? How did homosexuality go from being a white thing, which it absolutely originally was, to being almost a black thing? It ain't a black thing. Don't get it twisted. Don't believe the hype. Gay ain't the new black, but they are trying hard to make it that. And those who have deliberately migrated, if I can use that word, migrated homosexuality from the white community to the black community, they have also transferred to the black community the health perils of homosexuality. Gay black men get HIV at 3 times the rate that gay white men get it, even though the risk factors are comparable. Like homosexuality itself, AIDS was originally a gay white man disease. But today, the face of AIDS is black men and black women, gay and straight. In 2014, according to the CDC, 44% of all new HIV cases were black, though we make up only 12% of the American population. This is no accident. So we are justified in asking the question with urgency, what the hell is going on? This government is using chemicals to feminize the black male and to masculinize the black female. Chemicals in our food, chemicals in our water, chemicals in our medications.
Okay, that was a little intro right there and what we're going to be, you know, kind of building on tonight. Okay, because, you know, a lot of people thought that you're just born that way or you become a gender bending by choice, but it's those levels deeper than that. And this is what Brother Wesley was building on, and I do absolutely agree, because you look at the level, okay, of it. I recently had a talk with a sister from Greensboro. She's a strong community leader out in Greensboro, and she communicates with a lot of the youth, and one of the youth goes to a high school there. And she mentioned 50 to 70% of the kids there were gay. And that's very alarming, very alarming, okay? And this is something that we need to address and why, in actuality, this is occurring. Now, as many of us know, there are things that, for instance, soy products, all right. Back years ago, a lot of mothers were giving their male babies, soy milk. And now we know and realize that soy milk is a contributing factor, you know, in reference to feminization. You should not give your baby soy milk now because of the GMOs. People are steering away from soy anyway, period. Okay. Then of course they have the female hormones in the chicken, and in the McDonald's burgers, okay, that we eat, okay, that a lot of people eat anyway, and Burger King and all the rest of them, you know, we don't X them out either, and this is packed with soy, GMO soy to add it, because most soy now is GMO anyway, so. I mean, just from that alone, but it goes levels deeper than that. That's just, you know, that's been going on for quite some time. So now the result of this is the feminization. Now, I'm not saying it just happens to black, but being because we are melanated, melanin has a more intense effect, okay, when it comes down to drawing in and absorbing certain things. And that's also by design as well. Which Brother Wesley Muhammad will, you know, he will address that.
A provable crime needs a demonstrable motive. What is the white man's motive for chemically feminizing the black man and masculinizing the black woman? There are actually quite a few reasons. Time today will only allow us to highlight two. Slide, please. The influential American sociologist Robert Ezra Park, co-author of a standard textbook in the field of sociology, advanced the theory that the Negro was the lady of the race. Delicate, artistic, the Negro liked to sing and dance. and too polite to hurt anyone's feelings. In contrast to the white Anglo-Saxon, who was the man of the races, strong and pioneering, Parks' racial and racist sociology was only a modern version of the old colonial propaganda, according to which heterosexual masculinity was strictly the prerogative, was strictly a white prerogative in European colonies. In the European colonies, white heterosexuality, white male heterosexuality was strictly and legally the prerogative of the white colonials. Even while a homosexual imperative actually underpinned the whole colonial operation, the European colonies were homosexual playgrounds for the white man. But the white man's twisted mind, in his twisted mind, he preserved his masculinity by making the colonized men the lady of the race and the lady in the forced homosexual relationship that littered all of the white man's colonies in Africa, in the Americas, in the Isles of the Pacific. All of the white man's colonies were his homosexual playground. The colonized native cultures were feminized, and the local men were unmanned in order to protect the white colonial's privilege of being the only man in town. This country never put this racist myth of the Negro as the lady of the races to rest. Instead, the scientists have gone to work to make the myth a reality, to scientifically feminize the black male so that he would present his own self to the world as indeed the lady of the races. So look at our brother. Look at Mike Dick. Former Chicago Bears coach, and our brother, Ricky Williams. Mike Ditka is the strong Anglo-Saxon, he's a man. And our brother, Ricky Williams, one of the best football players, tailbacks, that ever played the game, coming out of the University of Texas. He's the lady in the relationship. This is the psychological operation that goes along with the scientific operation. Reason two, next slide, please. Psychiatrist Dr. Peter Bregan, an industry whistleblower, has been exposing and fighting against the government's deliberate assault on the minds of young black children through the agency of their psychiatric establishment. He wrote a very important book, The War Against Children of Color. Psychiatry targets the inner city youth. Dr. Bregan informs us, and listen closely, Dr. Bregan is called by his peers the conscience of psychiatry because of his whistleblowing. And what is he blowing the whistle on? Listen to his words. In the wake, quote, in the wake of the black urban uprisings in the late 1960s, by which he means when Watts blew up in 1965, Detroit in 1967, and then after, they killed our brother, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 68, 100 cities went in revolt. Dr. Bregan says, in the wake of the black urban uprisings in the late 1960s, America became preoccupied with the threatening figure of the young black male. America became preoccupied with the threatening figure of the young black male, as well as the overall danger of rebellion and social chaos. Led by the National Institute of Mental Health and the Justice Department, the federal government began to develop an overall program for biomedical control of violence. It was inspired by fear of violence in the inner city and aimed at control of young black males. A program of biomedical control of violence aimed at this threatening figure of the young black male with which this country since 1965 has been preoccupied with. What does biomedical control of violence in black men, what does that mean? After the riots, the U.S. government, through its agencies and through funded scientists, spread the lie that black males at the heart of the urban rebellions were motivated not by factors of social and economic oppression. They were motivated by a mental disorder. And so all black men who revolt or engage in social protests are mentally ill and must be mind fixed. So Dr. Bregan says further, quote, the U.S. government is planning a massive program of psychiatric intervention into the inner cities aimed at identifying and treating young children with presumed genetic and biochemical predispositions to violence. Children between the ages of 2 and 18 will be targeted. The major treatment inevitably will be drugs. Let's unpack this. The government, out of fear of young black males who will rise up in rebellion, planned a program of massive targeting of inner city boys from 2 to 18 years old who are allegedly predisposed to being violent. And well, what they really mean, who show signs of being leaders of their people. They are targeted with psychiatric intervention, meaning their brains are assaulted with drugs. And biomedical control of black male bodies through the administration of drugs. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you follow? What drugs will be used to biomedically control these young black men? Next slide, please.
Okay. I think Wesley Muhammad went in a little bit on that big time and mentioned how is a biological warfare involved, you know, as well, you know, in this whole thing, and how the strategy, okay, of in the diabolical, I guess I could use that word, way of the gender bending, you know, happened when they put a, I guess, stop on testosterone levels, which is that rebellious side, you know, that will rebel against the system and things like that if necessary. So, all right, this is not going to be a long show tonight, so anybody want to raise their hands and make any comments or questions, 515-605-9354 is the number. So, got any comments or anything like that, raise your hand in reference to that. Now, he mentioned Rick Williams, which I thought was really deep when I saw that cover on the magazine of the big football player in the white guy. You know, I couldn't believe my eyes, you know, when I saw that. You know, there's a lot of things now that, you know, is just out of control. And what is the solution to this? This one of the major solutions is awareness. That's why we're doing the show tonight. It's about being aware of when you have young boys, you know, like that, be aware of what you're feeding them, what's around them, okay, and how the system really wants to as Wesley Muhammad puts it, through chemicals or whatever, do some gender bending and make the emasculate, that is, the black male. And this is shown. You see it in the rap industry even now. Even you see it in the film. You see it in schools. We see it all over the place. But a lot of us take it with a grain of salt and say, well, that's just the way it is. If they're gay, that's fine. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, this is the way they are. And yeah, a lot of it is by choice. All right, well, then that's them or whatever. But a lot of it is not by choice. Okay, a lot of it even happens from inside the womb, which Brother what's going to go into, you know, as I continue his segments. But we can eradicate some of that, a lot of that. Like I mentioned, like with the soy products. And he's going to also get into the weed, the loud weed that being smoked now. You know, and a lot of people don't want to hear that, but the loud weed, you know, it sounds crazy, but in actuality, it slowly but surely does or can feminize, because the female side of the plant is the side that gets you hot. You know, anyway. So, you know, you're coming out with this new powerful medical marijuana and this new loud, which is like five, seven times stronger than the weed years ago. So these are the facts. These are some of the factors that we are up against right now in reference to the feminization, okay, of our youth. And I'm going to go on with another segment from
In Life. I don't care what you got to do. Don't ever leave your baby for a second. Don't let her say, "Mother, you look tired. You need some rest. Let me take your newborn to the nursery." And that's why you and I should never in life allow one of our babies to come into this world and we not be there. Never in life. They know how to manipulate the mother who just went through death to give birth to life. And that's why she needs a protector, but that child needs a protector, because they real gangster with it in the hospitals today. I just had a baby. I know, well, I didn't have a baby. My wife just had a baby. They real gangster with trying to get our baby away from us. And we are seeing some of why they are so insistent on getting our babies from us. They have mastered weaponizing the mother's immune system from the masculinity of her own boy child. I was asked, Brother Dr. Wesley, do you believe gay people are born that way? I said, well, many probably are. But not because Allah made them that way. But because Satan is insistent on intervening in Allah's affairs in the womb of women, in particular the black woman. Satan absolutely has scientifically mastered interfering with God's work in the womb of the woman. So some do come into when this man can trick the mother's immune system to assault the masculinity of her myth, and ain't nobody seeing nothing. So you take your baby home, and then after puberty, you see these changes, and you ask yourself, what did I do? Well, what we did was trusted our enemy with our baby. That's what you did, that's what you did, that's what I did. The second method, the chemical manipulation of sexuality through drugs. I need that slide, please. Next slide. Next slide. Listen to this confession. Several neurologically active drugs can block testosterone's effects. Let's talk about testosterone for a minute, because there's a lot of misunderstanding. Testosterone is not just a sex drug, the sex hormone. Androgens are hormones that trigger the growth and sustenance of primary and secondary male characteristics. Testosterone is one such androgen, but testosterone does more, way more than control libido, male libido. Testosterone produces the masculine brain and controls masculine behavior. Testosterone masculinizes the brain of men. The feminists want us to believe, Brother Minister, that gender is purely a social construct, that male and female are artificial things, artificial categories. They wrong. The devil lies. Masculinity and femininity is anchored in biochemistry. Testosterone produces the masculine, the male brain. It masculinizes the brain. It masculinizes behavior. And it is called now the dominance hormone, because what testosterone does, it encourages behavior intended to acquire dominance. So scientists are using the term today, the power hormone. High levels of testosterone encourages behavior that will acquire dominance. The scientists have said, and this is critical, when we reflect on Dr. Bregan's warning, scientists have said an example of testosterone as a dominant hormone is that people who revolt against oppressors, their testosterone level is high. So high testosterone is a biochemical attribute of those who revolt against oppressors. Now, both men and women have testosterone, but women have only one-tenth the amount of testosterone that men have. men and women have estrogen. Men have estrogen. And this is a critical point. Male estrogen is produced from testosterone. There's a natural amount of estrogen in men. And then there's consequences for an unnatural amount of estrogen in men. We're going to look at those consequences and the process by which not just the white man is raising our estrogen, but how you and I in our nigga culture, you and I in our nigga culture are feminizing ourselves. What do I mean by nigga culture? The nigga is real. Everyone who listened to more than two or three of my lectures know that certain things I always mention. The black God and the nigga. The black God is always going to find some way in my lectures, and the nigga is always going to find some way into my lecture. I don't care if I'm talking about fried eggs. The black God and the nigga is going to find his way into that discussion. The nigga is real. The nigga is American white supremacy's Frankenstein. One theme of our discussion today that I will repeat. Black America is white America's science project. And the nigga is the scientific creation of American white supremacy. Just like Frankenstein and nigga culture. Nigga culture is equally the scientific creation. So much of what we salute and praise as black culture, no, it's nigga culture. We're going to look at some key examples. This culture that was created and imposed on you and I. And so much of the scientifically created nigga culture that we refuse to give up. The things we fight the hardest to cling to are the very things that's assaulting our masculinity. And high levels of testosterone characterizes the quest for dominance, and in particular, they discovered the quest to overcome oppression. Do you follow? So let's go back to the confessions. Several neurologically active drugs can block testosterone's effects or otherwise interfere with the neural organizational actions of the sex hormones. Examples include such anti-androgens, androgens being the male hormone. Anti-androgens are drugs that prevent testosterone from doing what it do in the male body. You follow? Anti-androgens are testosterone blockers, drugs that act as testosterone blockers. Examples of such anti-androgens, drugs that keep testosterone from doing what it do, some examples are Depo-Provera, the drug that the government's $400 million program to biomedically control black men. That drug, Depo-Provera, is an anti-androgen, and what does it do? These drugs alter the synthesis of androgens, the formation of androgen receptor sites or the filling of androgen receptor sites in the brain. When they are administered to pregnant mothers, while the fetus's brain is being sexually organized, offspring are likely to have their post-pubertal sexual behavior affected. If a mother is administered Depo-Provera while she's pregnant, or, which is being encouraged, if while breastfeeding, you surrender to the doctor's insistence that you go on birth control. But Ismael, only half of my baby was out of the womb when the nurses are pressing my wife about what birth control she wanted to use. They are hawks about putting you on birth control immediately. And if you are breastfeeding while on birth control, the birth control Depo-Provera or the pill, we're going to talk about the pill, while you are on birth control while breastfeeding, it's feminizing your male child and it's masculinizing you. We're going to look at that in a minute. But Depo-Provera, look what Depo-Provera does. The selected drug to biomedically control you and I. The best documented effect is the tendency for various anti-androgens to have feminizing and demasculinizing effects on the sexual behavior of male rats after the onset of puberty. For example, preventing and elevating the rear to other males accompanying failure to mount females. Depo-Provera inspires homosexuality. It doesn't just feminize the biology, produce man boobs, or what they call. It doesn't just redistribute the fat on women. Targets the hip area. Fat in men targets the abdomen. Depo-Provera reverses that. So that's why you have a lot of men with big hips today. But it does more than feminize the physiology. It induces, as the minister said, the chemicals put a thought in the mind. Here is the fact. Here's the proof. The Depo-Provera that our government targeted you and I with actually induces, chemically induces homosexuality in men. Do you follow? Now.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there for a minute. Indeed, I mean, Wesley broke it down scientifically, and I have personally experienced when my daughter's mother went to the hospital, they wanted to put on birth control, okay, right away after the baby. And I said, no, it ain't necessary. But this is how they roll, just like that. I mean, we've all lived some of this, what this brother's talking about, and familiar with Depo-Provera, familiar with a lot of these names, but a lot of us don't put it in the context how and what they're really doing, okay, with these chemicals and stuff like that. That's what Planned Parenthood is all about. You know, they're part of this thing. And ultimately, many other I guess you can say organizations and stuff like that. It's outspread. It's not just big government thing. It's different organizations that are designed to do a feminization and a masculinization of the black. black woman, because that's also a fact as well. Because he mentioned how the overabundance of estrogen creates a masculine vibration within the woman. Of course, it may be a little bit more subtle than men, but it does happen. So, you know, he broke that down. But anyway, I want to open up the line real quick. Anybody want to raise their hand? 515-606-9354. Let me see. Brother Mike, your mic is open, I think that is.
Hey, peace, brother. How's you doing?
Peace. How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right. Appreciate it. Hey, thank
you for listening to the show.
Yeah, he's on point. Uh-huh. Hey, you guys on point, man. Yeah. This is what's going on. I mean, they really trying to take our men out, you know, trying to take us out, you know, because they don't want us fucking the system. And with this energy coming in, they always think ahead of us. You know what I'm saying? They always be ahead of us. They plan. They study. They in the laboratory.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And once we find out what's going on, we need to do something about it instead of just being quiet, being like shootings going on. We just being quiet, standing on the sideline, and we're under attack in so many ways. You know.
Right. Right. We just stand on the sidelines. When you see. I don't know if you saw that magazine of that big football player married the right dude. Did you see that? I mean, you know, you're not in front of the computer, but, it's a picture up. If you're on the computer, you can see it. His name is Rick Sumpkin is his name. Rick Williams is his name. Big, giant,
was,
football,
yeah, yeah,
football
yeah,
player.
Yeah. I remember that happening.
Yeah, yeah. And
I
he's, the,
that,
he's the bride.
Yeah.
He's the bride.
Yeah, yeah. They was role playing or something like that, and he dressed up in a dress. I remember when all that happened. Yeah,
and
that was a role playing thing.
It's out of control. We cannot just stand by and just allow this to happen to another generation, okay, of young black boys. Because remember the book Conspiracies to Destroy Black Boys? A little bit of that was in that book, right? It was an old book. But if we read that, we'll kind of know. In addition to other methods, even the psychological thing going on now with the rap thing, with the skinny jeans and with the beads in the hair and all the crazy stuff going. What is that? That's nothing but feminine type of. It's not just it's the fad. You know, people are just like, is this a style? No. That's feminization. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop a lot of people trying to make it seem like, oh, yes, this is what the young do and all that kind of stuff. No, give me a break. Okay, that's not all masculine. That's not being a young black man, okay, straight up and down. And I know a lot of people, maybe just listen, maybe want to defend, you know, a lot of stuff, gay activity and something, you know, be gay. But what the thing is that it's not about a gay bashing. This is about a survival of a race here. This is about the preservation of the black race in actuality and how we conduct each other with each other, relationships, all of that. You know, years ago,
I say, there's no way you can defend it because I got one question. What is it producing? What is being gay producing? It's producing nothing. Nothing. Because when a man and a woman get together, they produce a child, like nature intended.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have gone away from nature. And we let these people have our minds. And when you have an Albion mindset, Ma'at does not exist amongst in your mind or in you. Ma'at cannot exist when you have an Abiyan mindset. And we have given these people our minds with the foods we're eating, like you're saying, the chemicals. And also, what he did mention is the lotion. It's in the lotions also. We use lotions. I mean, come on. Stick with shea butter. Stick with shea butter.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. I don't know if we got, let me see, who else is willing to maybe chime in? I think Brother Anthony. Brother Anthony on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I got you, brother. I got you.
All right. Yeah, it is.
You got a little background noise.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Now we good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, it is a serious condition. This warfare is very diabolical. I'm going to use your word. It's evil genius. And if this continues,
okay,
we will not be on this planet. This is a fight to arms. We must be completely aware of what's going on, and we have to teach our people and our children what is this warfare on them, because it is a phenomenon, this generation,
right,
that's so feminized and masculine. The women, we cannot function as a successful nation because we're too at each other. It's out of balance, out of nature, like Brother Mike said. This is warfare, and we must be aware of it, and I'm so grateful that you brought this to our attention, brother. I am very grateful and honored that you have this show tonight.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Right. Thanks, bro. Yeah, because what it is, man, you know, since we've been doing the network for, you know, a little minute now, nobody's actually addressed the issue, you know, and then, you know, I saw it so out of control, man. I said, wait a minute, hold up. I know it's just not me getting older and me not going with the trend. This is berserk. Some of this stuff I'm seeing. You know, you're talking about young brothers with growing breasts, you know, and all this kind of stuff going on. This transgenderism and all that kind of stuff going on. Tranny stuff and all of this, man. Come on, man.
One of the major proofs is that these schools is loaded with gays and lesbians. Son and my daughter has a 16-year-old baby brother, and he started his high school year last year, and it is loaded with them, mostly them. This is proof of what's going on around our nation, and like Brother Mike said, when they come together with that behavior, it produces nothing. That's why I say if the behavior grows and metastasize, we won't be on this planet. So we must come to arms. This is critical.
Also,
this is lethal now.
Also, let me say this. The world is also watching the American black male as well.
Mm.
So respecting the image of the American black male being gay or being feminized and stuff like that, being broken down, literally. In a lot of ways. And just like the brother Wesley said, this is how they conquer, because the white power structure, they have to be the man wherever they go. You know what I'm saying? So here we have the black men in America, too black, too strong. They got to find a way to break it down. However,
Become a punk, because now you're not the masculine. You now is interpreted as the punk. No shots to women, because women are great, but now you are the punk compared to him as the white male masculine. Because now they know you're gay, you're going to stand down. You're not going to stand up because your testosterone level is so low and weakened at this point, which they designed.
Indeed. All right, I'm going to put on the last segment. I'm going to leave your mics open. I'm going to put on the last segment of Wesley, and then we're going to cap off the show after this last segment.
Thank you. We're listening, brother. All right. Roll it.
Peace.
The American public in general and black urban areas in particular are under an estrogen assault. The American public is under a literal estrogen assault.
That's right. Say it again.
Dear sisters, we have to be real clear. What we are suffering from as a community is not just the feminization of the black male. We are also suffering from the masculinization of the black female. The de-feminization of women and the de-masculinization of men. And both processes are the spawns of our enemies. Did you know that while estrogen, the female hormone, excess estrogen feminizes him, did you know that excess estrogen masculinizes you? Woo! In laboratory studies, exposure to neonatal females or newborn females to supplemental estrogen, administering or injecting extra estrogen in a newborn female masculinizes the female. When that female, those female lab animals, who are, as newborns, injected, female, injected with extra estrogen. When they grow up, they exhibit male or masculine behavior, including attempting to mate with other women. The black lesbian phenomenon today is scientifically produced. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, stay away from the birth control pill. Did he not say that? Did he not say that birth control and the birth control pill in particular was part of a death plot against black people? And did he not say that the aim of the white man with the birth control pill is to eliminate future black families? Did he say that? Well, we're going to put flesh on exactly how that's being done. The birth control pill family is one of the main culprits in the masculinization of women and the feminization of men. The birth control pill is one of the main culprits of both your masculinization and our feminization. Most birth control pills have estrogen in them. Residues. The estrogen. The excess estrogen that you take in with the birth control pill over the long term has, or certainly can have, scientifically masculinizing effects on you, sister. And there's two routes by which that affects and feminizes black men. If you're nursing a boy baby while taking birth control pills, you are being masculinized while he is being feminized. The second route is the millions of women who take birth control pills. When they urinate, they remove some of the estrogen. When you flush the toilet, it ends up in the sewer system. That estrogen, most of it is eaten by bacteria, but not all of it. In the sewage water treatment plants are unequipped to catch the estrogen. So it seeps into the residue estrogen seeps into the lakes and rivers. Dr. Larry Barber, the white dude, Dr. Tyrone Hayes, we'll get to him in a second, but Dr. Larry Barber, geochemist from the U.S. Geological Society, studied 70 rivers and lakes in their estrogen level. In that residue estrogen feminized the fish of those water bodies. And we eat the fish, the feminized fish, with the excess estrogen. And we consume that excess estrogen. And what's important about Dr. Larry Barber's investigations, there's a concentration of these water bodies with a high level of estrogen or estrogen mimicking chemicals. There's a high concentration of them in water bodies that serve urban areas. Specifically, he pointed out, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Ohio. In urban areas, the water that services us has a high level of excess estrogen. So we eat the fish, and black women, we get a little more masculinized. Black men get a little more feminized. And you bring other factors into it, then that masculinized woman can evolve into an out-and-out lesbian. That feminized man can evolve into an out-and-out lesbian. There is estrogen dominance in the hood. The hood suffers from estrogen dominance. And that's why there's so much black lesbianism. That's why there's so much, not just homosexuality, but see, it's that mild feminization that is really disastrous for us. Because most of us don't have a red dress in our closet at home. Most of us don't. I got to hedge my bets, because some of y'all might. But most of us don't have a red dress at home. Most of us don't cross dress at night with a picture of J. Edgar Hoover over our mirror. Most of us don't get down like that. So most of us think I'm talking about someone else, but in most cases, I'm talking about you and me. See, that mild feminization, such as one example of lowered testosterone in men, this dude's got mood swings like women. Look. Yeah. And so we have today, Minister Ishmael, an extremely emotional black man, and there is no clearer indication than in the current crop of so-called black male leaders. Man, y'all the most emotional dudes I've ever seen in my life. See? Look. An overly emotional man is a feminized man. Another sign of the assault of estrogen, all this gunplay, in the hood. That ain't a sign of masculinity out of control. It is not.
Right.
It's really a sign, and be real clear. All of the gunplay in the hood is really a sign of the feminization of the hood. It's a sign of estrogen dominance. Why? See, the heightened gunplay is because dudes don't fight no more. That's the only reason. The gunplay is because dudes are afraid to fight. And so we solve all of our beefs with gun clapping. Any weak, testosterone diminished male can pull a trigger. Any weak dude can pull a trigger. So all this gunplay is a direct result of the feminization of the hood. It's a direct, because high testosterone makes inspires you to confront your enemy. So we run from my enemy and then quick to pull a trigger on our neighbor, both of which are signs of the estrogen dominance in the hood. The black man has been feminized. Now, next slide, please. I'm gonna run.
Yeah, okay, that's the last clip from Wesley. We at the top of the hour now, and I'm gonna open up the mic again for the brothers. Brother Mike, let me see, Brother Anthony.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he made his case. The brother made his case. There's no doubt, you know, about that.
Exactly, he sure did. We know what butt breaking is, right?
Say it again.
Back in the slavery days, they did what's called butt breaking. We know what that is, right?
No, explain that.
Butt breaking is when they got a strong brother that fought against. He was hard to control back in slavery days.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
An alpha male.
Okay.
An alpha male. So what they
right.
would do is they would tie him down, face down. You know, a white man. And in front, and they would bring out the other slaves, the family, and they would watch him. They would watch each of these white men take turns on him, raping him. Okay.
The strongest one. That's what you're saying, right? Like that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard similar to that. You know.
Let me say this. They don't stop doing what they're doing. They just change what they're doing.
Right.
This is still
kind of
a form of buck breaking, because the white man is still having sex with the black man, but he also has the black man having sex with the black man. So we're doing
right.
it to ourselves too. I was in the store the other day. I think it was Wednesday. Black guy, he twitching. You know, he was with a white guy. I'm like, I see. He's the female in that relationship, and he's the male, and the white guy's the male.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it right before your eyes. You just have to put it together and really see what's going on. They don't change what they're doing. They don't stop what they're doing. They just change it and come at you in a different way with it.
Right. And this is how it's done today, in a different kind of way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And one more thing, I want to give a big shout out to Brother Anthony, Brother Shango. Good to hear your voice, my brother. I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me open up Shango's mic to get strong. Shango, you there, brother? But you got a lot of noise in your background. I had to mute you. So go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. You can hear me.
Right. You had a lot of noise in your background. That's why I had to mute you earlier. But go ahead. You good?
Yeah, if you can hear me, because it's very low, but I'll speak on what you are making available to us. It is a very, very serious time in which we're living in. Very serious. And we now have to use all of our resources, our skills and talents to help our people under these conditions. And we have to be even more clever than they are today. Because they are scientifically, they're dealing with math, science, algebra, and rocket science all combined so that we are no longer around. And this is what you see with so much of our communities now being less and less of us. Now, with the homosexuality, lesbian, that is just going to be the icing on the cake, unfortunately, where we just won't reproduce ourselves in the next 10 years because we have now a generation that sees that behavior as normal and as something
right.
that they desire to be down with. And we have to be clever to and skillful to remove that from us. Ourselves.
Right. Well put, my brother, indeed. You know what I'm saying? And just like Wasim Muhammad was saying, it's a big estrogen attack going on. Okay, in reference to an overabundance of estrogen, which he pointed out can make the female more masculine. I'm gonna mute your mic again, Anthony. You got in the background. Okay. Yeah, he mentioned that, and that was a very significant part of the lecture to me to point that out, how and why and how this is occurring. Because so much we see naturalization in the black woman as well, and it causes discord a lot of times. And in both ends, you know, the male being feminine can cause discord as well. But it's just a thing where is that I'm, you know, begging for the brother to put forth so eloquently on that presentation and scientifically. Sometimes you need science to break it down so it can get through to people that there is an agenda. Because, you know, most people, they're going to, oh, yeah, you're in the conspiracy theories. No, there's no theories okay here. This is actual facts broken down by science, and this is what has happened. Okay, now we have to go back and I guess you could say, prevent the next generation from getting infected. This generation that is a victim of that, they can still turn it around, you know, if they choose to, by exhibiting that side of them which is divine. You know what I'm saying, and deal with that. Now, some people, you know, like they say, some people are just gay just by choice or just born naturally that way. That's another thing. We really focusing on right now the purpose, how it's done on purpose. You know, this is what this show is about right now, how this is being, I guess you can say, manufactured. Okay, by I'll say the world management team or whatever. I won't just say the government. I'll say whoever is doing that, the negative forces that be. So, yeah. So, Mike, you still on? I'm gonna have to mute you because I hear some background noise. Yeah. Next week is my regular show. We're gonna have on a sister. Dr. Oya Ma'at, and she's going to go into a few things that she's into. She's a lecturer. She travels all over and does lectures, and very powerful sister, doing a lot. She's got a show on Tea Talk with the Sisters or something like that. It's called, and it's doing quite well for her. Going into a bunch of stuff. We're going to cover a lot of things. We're going to cover a little bit of this too, dealing with the black relationships, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to, you know, cap off the show right now because of the fact that, you know, it's that time. We don't have any new calls or anything like that. And hopefully this show, you know, helps shed some light, okay, on the gender bending, as I'd rather call it. And, you know, hopefully we can take proper measures, okay, with our young ones and our young ones and our daughters. We have daughters out there who are having children and granddaughters, grandsons and stuff like that. And that's what this is all about. It's about not bashing anybody or talking, but it's about enlightenment so that we can all benefit to make our lives better overall by not falling victim to what this this negativity is projecting, okay, toward the world and to us. So anyway, my name is Brother Kasim. And that's it. I don't know if I'm trying to figure if I have any announcements. I'm going to look through my thing now, see if I have anything. No, I don't have any announcements. So remember, next week is going to be the 11th, where, you know, we're going to have Dr. Ma'at on. She definitely will be here. You know what I'm saying? I've already spoken with her, already set up the show. So hopefully, tune into that. Okay, all right, peace and love. Be safe. Freedom or death, you shall all be moved. Vanglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With thoughts.